Welcome to Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. In this podcast, we help believers develop spiritual discernment. I am your host, Dawn Simmons, author, speaker, and YouTube host of Life Journey with Dawn Simmons. My purpose here is to explain Satan's strategies and how his kingdom functions to better equip you in reducing conflict, chaos, and ultimately eliminate Satan's influence in your life. These are life-changing conversations. We'll get started with this week's message in just a few moments, but first I want to ask you, would you like to know more about biblical history or historic and biblical places? Visit my YouTube channel, Life Journey with Dawn Simmons, to watch and learn about travels in historic areas discussed in the Bible. Come with us as we explore ancient places and share cultural background and influences on early Christianity. We will take you places where Paul wrote and shared the gospel. That's Life Journey with Dawn Simmons on YouTube. Welcome back. I am your host, Dawn Simmons. And in this episode of Conquering Our Unseen Enemies, we are going to be discussing the ever common struggle we have with doubt versus faith, so we can begin to win that war in our head. Understand, if doubt is with you, there's a war going on, even if you don't recognize it. How we respond to doubt reveals a lot about our relationship with the Lord. Now, this is a two-part series where we will talk about the spirit of doubt and lay the groundwork for both episodes in our first episode. And then next week, we will dig into faith and how we go about winning this war in our minds. Now, before we begin, I want to ask our regular listeners to consider supporting us each week as we work to provide you quality and useful information. Your support is appreciated more than we can express, and you can show your support at buzzsprout.com/199-55558/support. And there's a link in the notes. Now, if you haven't heard, the podcast is now available on our new YouTube channel, Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. And we will be adding more content to the YouTube channel in ways that will be visual and enhance our time together and our discussions on spirit-filled topics. So this is our third year in Conquering Our Unseen Enemies podcast, and all the good things we do will remain the same. You just have more options and more opportunities now to enhance the podcast. Okay, back to our discussion on doubt and faith. We're starting to lay the groundwork, and to do that, we will begin by defining both doubt and faith, so we're all on the same page from the get-go. Okay, so doubt. The definition of doubt: to be certain about, consider questionable or unlikely, hesitate to believe. Now let's look at the definition of faith: complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Now, the pivotal scripture for both of these episodes is Matthew 21:21-22. So chapter 21:21-22, because in it we hear what Jesus has to say about the relationship between the two, doubt and faith. And we need to understand that there's an inverse relationship, and it's our responsibility to manage that relationship, both in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. We live in both simultaneously, in the natural realm and the spiritual realm. So we need to speak and move like we live in both simultaneously. So Matthew chapter 21:21-22 says this. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Jesus here is describing this inverse relationship, this seesaw effect with doubt and faith. Now, we do need to put this in context. Does this mean that if I don't like something and if I can have faith to get what I want, that it's just going to be done for me? No. If it were all about me getting what I want, I'm sure I'd make some changes. Excuse me, I have a little cough I'm getting over. Like maybe a neighbor or two. Just kidding. Just one neighbor. Just kidding. Maybe not. I digress. When we are moving in faith, as we're going to, you know, discuss it here in part two, we're talking about our alignment with the Holy Spirit. And so our motives and our actions need to be Holy Spirit directed. Okay. Now let's look at another chapter or another scripture. James chapter 1, and we're going to start with verse 2. We want to look at this one because it reveals a lot to us about the character of the spirit of doubt and what we should expect when we operate from a place of doubt. It says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." Those are pretty deep and almost harsh words, that last verse 7 and 8 there. Now let's get to know the spirit of doubt a little better. We talked about this spirit before. We've talked about this on this podcast before. So we'll hit on some of those same previous discussion points. But we are specifically looking at doubt now in relationship to what it does to our faith life. The spirit of doubt is a demonic spirit that likes to hide in the background. It may very well be the first to arrive. So generally speaking, we don't have just one demonic spirit that's bothering us. But doubt will be one of the first ones to arrive. It'll creep in kind of quietly, but it's going to hide. When a demon can hide, it can do more damage than when it makes a big announcement that I've arrived. It won't do that. Okay. It's going to be quiet. So you don't realize it's even hanging out. Once we've given doubt a space in our mind, it will creep into our heart, into every area of our lives, and we'll begin to see downward changes happen in our marriage, in our work, in our, you know, relationships in general, and most importantly, in our relationship with the Lord. There's a reason that Paul tells us in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I'm fighting a cough, guys, so just bear with me because I don't want to lose my place. When we're in concert with the Holy Spirit, cooperating, living our life with a focus on the Holy Spirit and listening and following the Holy Spirit, we will have peace. It doesn't mean everything is going to be great. It doesn't mean we won't have challenges, but we will have peace. We will have an ability to pray, wait on the Holy Spirit,
know in the spirit that he is working, and in that strength that we're garnering because of that peace, we will be able to guard our hearts and minds by keeping them focused on the peace of God. When we allow doubt in our mind and in our heart, there is collateral damage that will occur. So doubt erodes trust. Doubt destroys creativity. Doubt builds walls. Doubt shuts doors. Doubt ends friendships. Doubt builds fear in you. Doubt will end marriages. It will conceal our talent because we'll second guess ourselves. Doubt will shred love. Doubt will tear down your strength and lead you to believe you were alone when you never were. You may have pushed people aside. You may have misinterpreted what someone said because you thought that person was pushing you aside. But if you have Jesus, then the Holy Spirit never left your side. Through all of any drama you've created or any issues you've had, the Holy Spirit's there. So why is doubt so difficult to conquer? Well, let's look at how it works and see why that can be challenging. The spirit of doubt will maneuver in your mind, and it's going to pull you back from activities and opportunities by feeding you with lies that you're not good enough. It will lie to you and create this comfortable space for you to retreat. You know, it'll make you want to retreat, like that's going to be a better place for you. Because by doing that, then it can block off what God wants to tell you through the Holy Spirit in truth, through your church, through your friends. So once the spirit of doubt can get you to buy into it just a little bit, then it can start to move into your life and you're giving it access to your mind and to your heart. When you're giving it access, you're coming into agreement with it. By coming into agreement with the spirit of doubt that is deceiving you, you're creating an opportunity for doubt to grow. And that's when doubt will begin to bring in its friends. So you may begin to feel alone, isolated, and that is all by design. Doubt has opened the door to insecurity, jealousy, self-delusion. And then once defeatism enters the room, you're going to have a very difficult time getting yourself back aligned with the Holy Spirit. And the moment you rise up to try to do so, we're met with doubts about what we're doing and what we're saying. Our words will change from hopeful to despair, and we begin to say things that are self-defeating and leading us to a place of believing failure is our only option and our only outcome. And those are all lies. Demons are very good at what they do. Demons have been around since before creation. So they specialize. They know what they are doing. Now, we all have weaknesses. We know what they are. We may not share them, but we know our own weaknesses. Well, guess what? So do the demons. We don't have secrets from the demons any more than we have secrets from God. When we've done something, you know, that's in opposition to God's plan or how the kingdom of God functions, in other words, when we sin, call it what it is, or even think about doing something, you know, in a sinful nature, you know, we haven't actually done it, but regardless, and it's particularly when we haven't repented of that sin, well, you know, maybe that's part of our weakness. Is that lack of repentance or a secret, whatever it is. It's not a secret from the demons. They want to know all of that about you so they can exploit you. So they're meant to know who it is that they're working with. So if you've ever read that book from C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters, it describes this brilliantly. It's a little bit of a difficult read. You have to really pay attention, but it's a really good story. I love that story. Now, let's say you've lived a pretty righteous life. Let's say that, you know, you stay focused on the Lord, you repent when you should, you do all the things the Lord would want of you, which, you know, this is what most of us are trying to do. There's still a weakness somewhere. And maybe it's how you were treated as a child. Maybe there's something going on at work, or even it's just a flat lie that's being told about you. You know, it's not even true. So it's not a weakness per se, but it's something that's going to come in and bring out a weakness in you. The enemy will manipulate any situation, even righteous situations, to create fear and get you off balance. So how do I know that? Well, let's look at Joseph. Joseph had to deal with that, didn't he? Potiphar's wife was accusing Joseph of something that he didn't do, so he ran. He ran out of fear. He ran because it was how to get himself immediately out of a situation. I mean, what was the right thing to do? He ran. But Joseph was just. He didn't do what he was being accused of. Now, did it mean Joseph didn't have to pay a price, or that there wasn't a consequence for this situation that was created? No. He spent years in prison paying for something he didn't do. And don't you think the spirit of doubt was there? Don't you think the spirit of doubt was there, hanging out in jail with him all those years, and trying to drag him down? But it didn't work. And that's what we need to be mindful of, because we never let the circumstances that we see dictate our outcome. If Jesus had done that, how could he have been resurrected? Doubt wants to get you to a moment of weakness and then use your own words and thoughts against you. Normal challenges may be magnified or increased. So in a given day, maybe instead of having one flat tire, you have two. And that's the purpose, is to make you feel like everything is against you. And it's not the truth. It's just how doubt wants you to feel. We tend to respond to how we feel, whether it's true or not. And that's what gets us into trouble. We don't always wait to know the truth or hear from the Holy Spirit before we react or respond. And that's a human weakness. Why is this such an important tactic? Because it takes our mind off the Lord and it erodes our faith and trust in him. It's a carefully crafted plan of action against you that if you are not at peace in the Lord, you may find yourself wrapped up in that challenge being presented to you instead of wrapped up in the security of the Lord. Now, this is actually a good stopping point for this episode, because I think we have a pretty good idea of who the spirit of doubt is and what it is that he's trying to do. So I hope this has been time that inspires you to want to learn to grow in your relationship with the Lord and build your desire to partner with him. We want to grow with him and learn how to work with him to build the kingdom and conquer our unseen enemies. The more you grow, the more your life will change, and you can help change the lives of anyone around you who is willing. So next week, what we're going to do is, we're still going to have our top show points here in a second, but we're going to talk about faith. And then we're going to go into how we can win this war in our minds of doubt versus faith. Again, if you're growing through our podcast, consider supporting us each month as we continue to build the kingdom of God. And the link for that is in the notes. Also, if you know anyone who might benefit from this, please share this. So now what we're going to do is, we are going to go over our top show points. So we started off, we defined doubt and faith. So doubt, to be uncertain about, consider questionable or unlikely, hesitate to believe. Faith, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Our pivotal scripture here is Matthew 21, and that starts in verse 21. And because it reveals the inverse relationship between doubt and faith, and we need to pay attention when Jesus is giving us these spiritual principles, that we start to apply them. We also talked about James 1, starting at verse 2, and that began to reveal to us the character of the spirit of doubt and what we can expect when we start to operate out of a place of doubt. Now, the spirit of doubt is a demonic spirit that likes to hide in the background. Once we've given doubt a space in our mind, it will creep into our heart and into every area of our lives, including in our relationship with the Lord. We talked about Philippians 4:4, referencing the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, and the importance of guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We talked about when we're in concert with the Holy Spirit, we're guarding our hearts and minds by keeping them focused on the peace of God. Now, when we allow doubt into our mind and our heart, there's collateral damage that will occur. Doubt is so difficult to conquer. It will maneuver in our mind. It will pull you back from activities and opportunities. It will feed you with lies that you're not good enough. It will lie to you and create a comfortable space for you to retreat. And it will block off what God wants to tell you in truth. God only will speak to us in truth. Once the spirit of doubt can get you to buy in just a little bit, then it can start to move in your life. And you're giving it access to your heart and your mind. By coming into agreement with anything this of the spirit of doubt, you're creating opportunity for that spirit of doubt to grow. And when it is growing, it is opening the door to insecurity, jealousy, self-delusion. There's many others it could be, but those are going to be what really starts off when you're going downhill. Our words change from hopeful to despair and are self-defeating and leading us to believe failure is our outcome. We talked about Joseph and the spirit of doubt trying to erode his trust while he was imprisoned. Never let your circumstances dictate your outcome. Just because you see it, that doesn't mean that's how it's going to turn out. You got to trust and have faith in the Lord. Doubt wants to get you to a moment of weakness and then will use your own words and thoughts against you. We tend to respond how we feel and not wait to know the truth or hear from the Holy Spirit before we react or respond. That is a weakness. Doubt wants to take our mind off the Lord and our roads are our faith and trust in Him. Now, we encourage you to have an active Bible reading plan. If you want a personal relationship with the Lord, if you want to grow in discernment, you need to be active about reading His Word. Also, of course, I'm going to encourage you to take a look at my newest book, Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. It's available on our website, conqueringourunseenenemies.com, or on Amazon, or anywhere books are sold, you can get that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, conqueringourunseenenemies.com, or on our Facebook page, Conquering Our Unseen Enemies, and share this new YouTube channel. If you are listening only, go on YouTube and check us out and start to follow along. We have other content and things that we're adding on that have just spiritual principles that aren't a full podcast, but good, solid, shorter information that you can apply into your life. So I hope you've enjoyed your time this week, and I look forward to having time with you again next week.
That is all we have for this week's episode of Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I would kindly ask you to rate our show and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Conquering Our Unseen Enemies. Now, if you have a story or a question you want to share, please email me at contact@conqueringourunseenenemies.com. We do not need to use your name. And finally, please share this podcast with anyone you think might need it and enjoy it. So until next time, remember, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but we can give him an eviction notice.